This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. New research shows Colorado has the fifth highest rate in the nation of students who are chronically absent. Schools report some parents and students see school as optional. School districts say they'd like the importance of going to school to be a community-wide campaign. Corey Canty is with Denver Public Schools.
The religious communities, the nonprofits, the business owners, how can we make sure that this message is being not just delivered by the school district?
In the 2021 and 22 school year, 31% of Colorado students were absent, at least 10% of the school year. A Denver opera singer is back on stage after fighting long COVID. Here's CPR's John Daly.
In the spring of 2020, Chloe Skull caught COVID-19. It became long COVID, leaving her fighting fatigue, brain fog, a racing heart.
I had just kind of given up on the idea that my body would be well enough for me to sing again.
She tried a variety of things to heal, from vocal rehab to therapy, and gradually felt better.
For a while, it was the determination to not feel so terrible.
Though she still struggles with things like memorizing lengthy lyrics, Skull recently made her first opera performance in 4 years. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A road project in Poncha Springs is delayed after the discovery of a flaw in its design. KRCC's Charlie Sutherland has more.
After CDOT had already installed center medians, the agency discovered big rig trucks could not negotiate a sharp turn at the intersection of Highway 50 and Highway 285. CDOT says fixing the raised medians will make the project costlier. Original estimates put the project at about $7 million, with an anticipated completion by October. Charlie Sutherland, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.